The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 8, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Maharaj Parikshit sat on a chariot drawn by black horses. His flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry, elephants, and infantry soldiers, he left the capital to conquer in all directions.
So each king had different colored horses and differently marked flag on the top of the chariot. Especially Arjuna's chariot was drawn by white horses. Sita hoi, Sita means white. And his grandsons, his horses are blackish, not shama, is not black, blackish. Swardhi, no, blackish, turanga, jujita. Four horses in chariot, and there is a charioteer, and flag marked with lion. This lion is not to be considered an ordinary lion. This lion is Mrigendra or Narahari, Nrisingadev. Arjuna's chariot was the flag marked with Bajranga, Hanumanji. Krishna's chariot flag is marked with Garuda. So these are the distinctive marks. One will understand immediately this is such and such king's chariot. That mark is there. So Arjuna kept upon him Bajrangaji, Hanuman, because he considered Hanuman his guru. Hanuman was servant of Lord Ramchandra. He fought the battlefield of Lanka between Ram and Ravan. He could not use any weapon, but he was very strong. He knew how to throw stones. In this way, he fought in the battle and won over the Ravana. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra. So, Vaishnava does not mean he cannot do anything else except chanting. That is, of course, the supreme objective, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, to hear about Vishnu and chant about Krishna. That is very experienced life. Experienced Vishnu. He can concentrate chanting just like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was chanting, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nityananda Prabhu, they were preaching. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very young age, 24 years only, he took sannyas. Why? Kaktya Rajalakhi, that is that verse. Vandi Mahapurushati Charanarvinda. That is predicted. The Lord will give up His Lakshmi. And will take sannyas and preach. These are stated in the Vedic literature. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many evidences in the shastras about Sri Chaitanya, the Lord, Supreme Lord, taking up sannyas and preaching. So we accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only by his uncommon actions, but also on the evidence of the Shastra. You can accept. Not that any rascal comes that I am incarnation of God. No, no. We cannot accept that. We must first of all see that he is mentioned in the Shastra and he is actually acting uncommonly, which is not possible by any human being. These two things, features, must be, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many instances he is playing like ordinary man, but at times showing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like in Jagannath Puri, Ratha Yatra festival, sometimes the Ratha chariot will be stuck up, will not move. People draw it, but does not move. Even King Pratabrudra engaged some elephants, but the Ratha is not moving. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "All right, let me try." So he would go backside of the car and with his head push it and very easily it will go. Now this is extraordinary. Even the elephants, big elephants could not draw, but by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pushing by head, there was no need of drawing it, catching the rope. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was performing kirtan, he used to form four parties. And each party will see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present there. So there are many other things which is not possible by ordinary human being. These things are to be tested. Not very small, insignificant. Just like in India, there are so many so-called incarnation of God. Or God, they declare themselves God. But that God is for the fools and rascals, not for any intelligent man. Intelligent man will taste it by the description of the Shastra. Sadhu Shastra, Guru Bhakta, Tinete Puriya Vikko. Anything we shall accept through sadhu, devotees. If devotees accept something, that we shall accept. And shastra, not only devotee accepts, but it is confirmed in the shastra, in the revealed scripture, sadhu shastra. And guru also will say, yes, it is all. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted by sadhus like Advaita Acharya, Radhadhar, Sivas, Haridas Thakur, in his own, where sadhus accepted. And Shastra also says, in Mahabharata, in Srimad Bhagavat, in the Upanishad, Puranas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and activities are mentioned. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta deyam. This verse, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, also in the Ramayana. And Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Shang Panga Asuparsadam Jagai Shankirtanai Prai Jajantihi Sumedhasa. It is mentioned in Bhagavat 11th canto that the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this age, Kali Yuga, will be Krishna Varnam. Always describing Krishna. He is Krishna. But Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishnam. Varna means also category. Just as Brahman Varna, Kshatriya Varna, Vaishya Varna, Shudra Varna. In the horoscope, as we discussed the other day, Jata Karma, after the birth of the child, everything, characteristic, what will be his future, everything is mentioned in the horoscope. So in the horoscope it is stated, Brahman Varna, Kshatriya Varna, Shudra Varna, like that. In which category this child belongs. Even if he is born in a non-Brahmin family, but what will be his characteristic, that is stated. That is called Brahman Varna. Similarly, Kshatriya Varna, Vaishya Varna, everything is predicted by astrological calculation. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam or other scriptures as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We do not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply because he was a saintly person. There is controversy about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu amongst the Vaishnava community. Just as the Nimbarka Sampradaya, they say that we accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a great devotee. But we, Gaudiya Sampradaya, we say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because it is in the stated in the Shastra. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. He is Krishna in the category of Krishna, Krishna Varnam. Just like Brahman Varna, Krishna Varna, the same category. But he is, by complexion, yellow is, not Krishna. Tisha Akrishna. Tisha means by the bodily skin. Just like we have different color, different skin, different color. Similarly, Tisha, by skin, he's not Krishna, he's not black. Tisha Akrishna. Akrishna means not black. Now not black means you can accept any other color which is not black. So that there is proof in the Shastra that Lord Krishna has also many colors. Shukla Raktastatha Pita. When similarly, when Krishna's horoscope was made by Gargumuni, he said that this child formerly had Shukla Raktas Tatha Pita. He was white colored, he was yellow colored, and he was red colored. So this Pita, yellow color, is also Krishna's another color. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. Here, Tisha Krishna, Akrishna means not black. So not black means you must take the other three, namely white, red and pita. So other two colors in the Satya Yuga and Dvapara Yuga was manifested. Red color and white color. White griva, white color. So, the pita, Krishna color is also finished. Therefore, pita, yellowish color. Srila Jiva Goswami has very nicely so, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sangha Pangasta Parsadam. And another feature is Sangha Pangasta Parsadam. Astra Parsadam. Astra means weapon. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna does not come with weapon. In other yugas, the Lord comes with weapon, just like Lord Ramchandra. He came with bows and arrows to fight with Ravan. Similarly, Krishna also appeared with the Sudarshan Chakra. Because in those days, the demons were killed by weapons. Krishna killed many demons because Krishna has got two kinds of activities. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskrita. For sadhu, simply to deliver them. And for the demons, to kill them. But the result is the same. That is called absolute. Whether Krishna pats somebody and kills somebody, the result is the same. Therefore Krishna is absolute. It is not ordinary fortune to be killed by God. It is a great fortune. Just in Ravan and the Hiranyakashipu, they were Krishna's personal guards, Jayavira. Somehow or other, they became offended to the Kumaras. So they cursed him that you are not well behaved. They stopped him going in the house of Krishna, Narayan. So they became very angry. They cursed him that you do not deserve this place, you must go to the material world. In the material world there is enviousness, jealousy. In the spiritual world you have become envious, so you are not fit. You must go down to the material world. So, they became very much disturbed. Lord Narayan personally came out to settle up. So this, you have been cursed, it cannot be withdrawn. You have to go. And but after going in the material world, if you treat me as your enemy, then in 3 births you will be liberated and you will come back. But if you treat me as my friend, then it will take 7 births. So decided, we shall become your enemy, sir. So therefore, this Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, they are Jayavijaya, and they appear to be very strong enemy. To become enemy of Krishna, that is not also a joke. He has to fight with Krishna. It is not ordinary thing. No ordinary man can fight. So Vaishnava commentation is that when Krishna wants to fight, the fighting is not possible in the spiritual world. And whom we fight? Everyone is engaged in service. So, therefore, to fight, he has to come here to execute his mission. Vinashaya duskritam. So, kill the duskritam, miscreants. So, when he personally finds, the duskritam can be finished simply by indication of Krishna. The material energy is so powerful. Jasyagraya brahmati sambhritakala chakra. Even the sun, the most powerful, asesa teja, high temperature, asesa teja, unlimited temperature. That sun is also moving with its orbit, jasyagraya, under the order of Krishna. Jasyagraya brahmati sambhritakala chakra govindamadipuritam tamahanam. So, to kill a demon in this material world, the Lord does not require to come himself. But he comes in special case. Just like Krishna came to kill Kamsa, to kill Ravana, to kill Hiranyakashipu, like that. So that is also his pastime. So his devotees are also like that. They have to execute the mission of Krishna. That's why here Parikshit Maharaj, he is a great devotee of Krishna. So he is going out with soldier to fight. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj also, he fought. Prahlad Maharaj fought because they were kings. So their duty is to subdue, to conquer over the demons. Not that because one is Krishna devotee, he should not do any other thing. If required, a devotee can do anything as ordered by Krishna, as Krishna ordered Arjuna to fight. Arjuna personally was not inclined to fight. He is Vaishnava. He rather wanted to forgive and let them enjoy. Krishna, I do not wish to fight with my cousin brothers. I cannot tolerate their death, my grandfather. So better I will not fight. Let them enjoy the kingdom. Then Krishna said, no, that cannot be. It is my plan that they should be killed. So you must fight. So therefore, a devotee's duty is to carry out the order of Krishna. Therefore he fought. Personally he did not want to fight. But he cannot disobey the order of Krishna. That is not possible. Karishye vachanam tava. When Krishna inquired, what is your decision? He said, yes, even though I do not like to fight, still, because it is your order, I must fight. Karishye vachanam tava. So devotee hasn't got any personal decision. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Even parampara pratam imang rajal sevidhi. We should decide by the order of Krishna through the disciplic succession by a media, the spiritual master. That is required. A devotee cannot decide personally. If Krishna desires, if somebody says, we cannot see Krishna personally, then you have to decide by Krishna's representative. If your spiritual master, guru, says that you do this, that is Krishna's order. That is Krishna. Therefore it is said, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. While satisfying the spiritual master, you satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. That is very natural. Just like when you go to your work, the immediate person who is in charge of your work, he must be satisfied. You don't jump up to the proprietor. The proprietor will be automatically satisfied. If something is done and the proprietor sees that the immediate office superintendent is satisfied, then he accepts. Yes, that's all right. He hasn't got to inspect personally. If the superintendent of the office says that, yes, this clerk or this man was nice, then proprietor accepts. Similarly, jasap prasadad bhagavat prasad. We have to satisfy our spiritual master, sivaya, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tatta darshina. So Parikshit Maharaj is going to conquer over the world. He was appointed by his grandfathers to become the emperor of the world. But he was not a coward. Not that because his grandfathers appointed, he will sit down comfortably in his capital and let things go on as it is. He doesn't care. No. Personally, he wanted to prove himself that he is not a nominated president only. He is actually president. He is not nominated because his grandfather nominated, therefore he became. He may be a rascal number one. No. The nomination was there. But also on full strength. But if the people are given for nomination, as it is the practice now, by vote, the ordinary people, they are all rascals. What is the value of their vote? Therefore, another rascal is selected. Thank you very much.